All right, 1 Kings chapter 1. I hope you read this. It's a long chapter. This is 1 Kings. So, speaking of kings, it must surely be speaking first of him who is first and last, the first king, Christ. And, all right, the story begins in verse 5. A son of the father, a son of David, named Adonijah, exalted himself. And he said, I will be king. I will be king. And what a picture this is of man. Man who exalts himself. Our Lord said in Isaiah 1, I brought up children and they have rebelled against me. It didn't start with man, it started with Lucifer, son of the morning, who said, I will be king. I will reign. And he exalted himself. Free will is not just bad doctrine, it is the highest treason of mankind. It's the highest rebellion. It's not just being wrong in your doctrine. It's a man saying, I will be like God. And that's what Adam and Eve did in the garden, didn't it? Well, verse 6 says the father had not displeased Adonijah, his son, at any time. Not at any time. The father was good to this son Adonijah. He was good to him. And the scripture says of our God that the Lord is good to all. His tender mercies are over all his work. The Lord is good to all mankind. Jeremiah, the Lord said through Jeremiah, what iniquity have your fathers found in me that they should turn against me? Well, mankind is like this rebel, Adonijah, rebelling against a good God. And if God is pleased and give repentance, that's what's going to lead us to repent, the goodness of God. I've sinned against my good God. And I've been a rebel. Well, Adonijah, this son, conferred, verse 7, he conferred with Joab, Abiathar the priest, and they followed Adonijah. Okay, they had a meeting, they had a conference, they were confederate together, confederates in their rebellion against the true king, which was Solomon. Now, if you read in First Chronicles, it says that the Lord plainly told David that Solomon, before he was born, he announced that this son born to David, his name would be Solomon. Rest. And the Lord loved Solomon when he was born, and the Lord said, Solomon will reign. He's the one that's going to reign. He's the one that's going to build my house. He's the king. Okay, so everyone heard this. They knew this. Doesn't Scripture say, didn't Paul say, have they not all heard? Yeah, verily, the sound has gone throughout the earth. Who reigns? Who rules? But nevertheless, they had their little meeting. They had their little conference. They all gathered together. Turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts 4. I won't have you turn to too many scriptures. But this is a combination of Psalm 2 and where the church got together. Acts chapter 4. Look at this. I like this. They pleaded with God. The church was calling on God the Father, pleading with him who reigns and who rules. All right, and this is what we're going to see in the story. Acts chapter 4, verse 25. See, they threatened Peter and John and the apostles not to preach, not to say that this Jesus of Nazareth reigns and rules. And remember, Peter said, we cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. So So they went back to the church and they prayed, and the church prayed to God the Father. Verse 24, they lifted up their voices with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. And Christ is God in it. And you, by the mouth of thy servant David, Psalm 2, has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Vain things. The kings of the earth stood up, rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod, Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and people of Israel were gathered together to do whatsoever thy hand and counsel determined before to be done. Lord, behold their threatenings. Behold. Remind us, tell us who reigns and rules. So, back to our text. So they had this gathering together, all these false Jews. Now, they gathered together to crown a man, to crown a rebel king. And they all were gathered together except, look at verse 8, Zadok the priest, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, Shimei and Rei, this is not Shimei the cursed David, this is another man. And the mighty men, those men which belonged to David, they were not with Adonijah. They weren't in on this rebellion. They weren't. And God's people are not confederate. He said in Acts chapter 8, don't fear their fear. Don't join together with them. Don't. Those who say confederacy, don't get together with it. And God's people cannot get together with all of the free will, man-worshipping religious people of our day. We can't do it. Who exalts man, who exalts his will, his choice, and his works, and all that. No, no, we're not with them. We can't join with them. They're man-glorifying meetings and gatherings. And it says, verse 9, Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone, which is of Zoheleth, which is by Enrogel, and called all these brethren to the king's sons, all the men of Judah, the king's servants. They had this so-called worship service, and they slew some animals, I guess, for a sacrifice. But our Lord said in Isaiah 1, he said, I'm sick of these, all of your gatherings and all that for idolatrous. And one time he said, you might as well have cut a dog's head off as to slay a lamb. Because I'm not there. I'm not in it. And look at who was not called to this meeting. Nathan the prophet. Benaiah, who was David's true captain and the mighty man. And Solomon, he wasn't called to this meeting. He wasn't invited. He wasn't there. So those that belonged to David were not there. And the true prophet and the true priest, Zadok, the priest, was not there. And the son, the king, was not there. And what a type, what a picture that is of religion today. Ichabod, right Ichabod across the door. It says, the glory hath departed. Why? Because they're glorifying man. Now you know it's so. Our Lord said, let a man come in his own name. This Adonijah came in his own name for his own glory, his own honor. And lots of people were following him. And they had a worship service. But God wasn't in it. Because there's one that was king. The son of David. So, here's what happened. The prophet, verse 11, the prophet spake to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, that is the bride. The prophet called the bride and said to her, you go to the king and plead with him. Tell him what he said, what he promised. Plead with him the sure promises the mercies of David, what he said concerning the son, David's son. Go to him and plead that and ask him again for your help, for your comfort, for our life. He said, who reigns? Who rules? Get him to tell us again who it is that's reigning and ruling in this world. You remember when John was in prison? Now, John was a forerunner of Christ, and John bore witness of Christ, and John knew Christ, didn't he? And he told all his disciples to follow Christ. He knew that. When he was put in prison, he's a man like any other man at times. And for his own comfort and the comfort of his disciples who were ministering to him while he was in prison. And maybe he couldn't understand why he was in prison. He was telling the truth. He was preaching the truth. He was sent by God. And maybe he couldn't fully understand why he was in prison at that time. But he said, you go to our Lord Jesus Christ. You go to him. He said to two disciples, you go to him and you ask him one more time. Are you the Christ or do we look for another? For my comfort, for my peace, for yours, for our assurance, get him to tell you one more time, are you the one who reigns and rules? Are you the Christ sent by God? So they did. They came to our Lord. He said, you go show John again who I am, why I came, and what I have done. The dead, the blind receive their sight, the deaf they're hearing, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached. You go tell John again. You want to hear this again, John? Our Lord reigns and rules among the armies of heaven and the inhabitants of the earth. And no matter what man may say, Christ reigns and rules. He does. So that's what the prophet told the bride. And that's what all the prophets bear witness to us, the church, the bride. And tells us to go ask him again. Go ask him again. Now remember, like I said, and this was 1 Chronicles 22. Before Solomon was born, God declared the decree. He said, thou art my son. This is my son, the son of David. He's going to reign and rule over all. And all heard this. They all heard this. But they didn't like it. This man, Adonijah, thought, I want to be king. Well, you might want to be king, but you're not going to be king. You're going to be put down. The prophet tells the bride to go to the king, to the father. Look at verse 15. So Bathsheba, this is the bride. She went into the chamber of the king. The king was very old. Abishag was there. You remember that story? Abishag, she represents a true worshiper of the king and our Lord Jesus Christ is David. And it says, verse 16, Bathsheba bowed to. He was her husband. And yet she bowed to him. He's her king. He's her Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our God and our king. And we bow to him. We fear him. And yet, thy maker is thy husband, Isaiah said. It's a mystery, isn't it? Nevertheless, we bow to him. We bow. And he said, what wouldest thou? And she said the same thing. She repeated what the prophet told her to do. She said, did you not say that Solomon reigns and rules? That your son Solomon is the one that you put on the throne to reign and rule over all? Did you not promise that? Did not God say that, prophesy that, and tell you to anoint your son Lord over all? Did he not? And then the prophet said, you say that, and I'm right behind you. And then the prophet comes in right after her. Look at verse 22. While she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet came in and he told the king the same thing. Did you not say that your son, Solomon, reigns and rules. Did you not promise this? Did not God decree this? Did he not? So, at the mouth of two witnesses, this thing is established. You know, someone said that prayer is merely repeating back to God the promises that he has made unto us. And faith is believing God. And we don't tell God anything. We don't claim anything. We don't make demands of God. But surely it's pleasing to the Father for us to take him at his word. Didn't you say? You said. And that's what the church that was persecuted said. God, thou hast said. Now behold, they're threatening. Behold all that's going on. Confirm to us again for our peace and our comfort who it is that reigns and rules. All right, now look at verse 28. So now the king speaks. King David answered and said, call my bride. Call her in a minute. And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. You know, all who bow are going to stand. All who stand up in pride are going to fall before they're going to bow. All who fear, he's going to say, fear not. All who have no fear are going to tremble with fear in his presence sometime. And now she comes and she stands in the presence of the king. And the king swears, verse 29. The king swears and said, as the Lord liveth, that hath redeemed my soul out of all distress. Even as I swear unto thee by the Lord God of Israel, saying, assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, he shall sit upon my throne in my stead. Even so will I certainly do this day. And Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth, did reverence to the king, and said, let my lord King David live forever. She's smiling, she's happy now. Then David said, call the priests. Call the bride and call the priests. I'm going to tell him the same thing. He's going to declare the decree. The father's going to declare the decree to the bride first and then to the priest. And he said, call the prophet. So the prophet, the priest, and the bride came in. And the king, verse 33, said, take with you the servants of your Lord and call Solomon my son to ride upon my mule. Put him on my mule and parade him through town. Does this sound familiar? And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him their king over Israel and blow the trumpet and let everybody that hears this decree say, God save King Solomon. Or that is, God saves by his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord, as you know, rode into Jerusalem and all the people said, Hosanna unto the King. It's come in the name of the Lord. And God hath declared the decree, said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And God has sworn when he could swear by no greater. He swore that my son, every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that he's Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's what the prophet said. That's what the priest said. And listen to this. You know these verses well. Over in Acts chapter 4, we read that. It said that, Lord, declare the decree. Tell us who reigns and rules. And then in Philippians 2, because Christ said he took upon the form of a servant. What was Solomon doing? You know, he was living in mysteriously. There's no mention of him for all those years until now. What was he doing? Faithfully serving his father. You know that. Faithfully serving his brethren. Just like our Lord Jesus Christ. For 30 years he was living seemingly in obscurity. But no, he's keeping the sheep. He's taking care of God's people. But then when he was brought forth, and our Lord was brought forth, and God declared the decree and said it out loud, "This is my son." And because he made himself of no reputation, found in fashion as a man, humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, every knee should, and every knee will. Things in heaven, things under the earth, in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. All right, look at our text here. And it says down in verse, see if I can find this. Down in verse 47. First, look at verse 47. It said, the kings came to bless our Lord King David. And they said, God make the name of your son better than your name. And make his throne greater than thy name. And the father bowed to the son. Wait a minute. God the Father bowed to Christ the Son? Did he not say in Hebrews 1, thy throne, O God, is forever? They attributed to Solomon greatness as great or greater even than the Father. And the Father didn't mind. The Father, in fact, God has said, let all honor the Son as they honor the Father. If you don't, you won't be honored. You won't be glorified. Well, so they paraded Solomon in town. And verse 39, Zadok the priest took a horn of oil and anointed Solomon. They blew the trumpet and all the people said, God save King Solomon. Verse 40, and all the people came after him. The people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy. And the earth rent with the sound of them. Everybody on earth, it seemed like, heard this ground shaking trumpet sound. And so shall all men someday, and all have heard the decree that God has said, though men don't like it. Well, this would-be king, this so-called son of the father, now he's a fake, he's a phony. Adonijah was a bad man. It said down in verse, back in the beginning, it says he was a good man. Doesn't it? Say that? He was goodly, verse 6. He looked good. He sounded good. He seemed like a good man to everybody. And that's why so many people followed him. Because he was sweet. He was kind. He was good looking. He had a good voice. Good words and fair speeches deceived the hearts of the simple, Scripture said. And he had a big following. It seemed like everybody was in following him at that time. He may have seemed good. He was a bad man. Any man who comes in his own name. Men like Billy Graham. All these other fellas. Joel Osteen. Seemed like a sweet man. He's evil. Solomon had Adonijah killed. Solomon had the false priest killed. Solomon saw through them all. Here's a story about Adonijah. When Adonijah came later on, David said, I'm not going to kill you. I'm not going to kill you. But Solomon did. Because Solomon saw through him. Adonijah later on came and wanted this Abishag, this pure virgin who was just ministering to David. Okay? She was a servant of David. Her life consisted in serving David, which is God's people. Chaste virgins unto the Lord. And their life consists in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. This man wanted to defile that virgin. He wanted to take her for himself. Okay? He was an evil man. Adonijah. And Solomon said to his mother, Bathsheba, the bride, Solomon revealed to the bride What he wants, really, is my kingdom. And he killed him. Our Lord sees through. He sees it. He called all these people that come in Jesus' name and do all that they do, though they seem like good people to most people. He said they're workers of iniquity, didn't he? And God looks on the heart. He said. And God had Adonijah killed. He had Joab killed. Said Solomon. Joab, who seemed loyal to David. Joab rebuked David one time. Abiathar, the false priest. Zadok was a true priest. Abiathar was a false priest. Nobody knew it but God and Solomon. And Solomon had him killed. Well, so they got together and look at verse 41. Adonijah and all his guests were together. And it reminds me, they were having a big old time. And it reminds me of all these meetings that Pentecostals and all that have together. And they said, they heard something much greater than their little meeting. They said, what is this city in an uproar? What's going on here? And Jonathan, the son of Abiathar, the priest, came in. And Jonathan said, come in. You're a valiant man. You bring good tidings. And Jonathan said to Adonijah, the father had made his son Solomon king. The king sent the priest to anoint him, and Nathan the prophet is with him. And they put him on a mule, and he's riding into town, and the whole world is saying, let God save King Solomon. So the father hath anointed the son Solomon as king. And that's what's going on. And Adonijah, verse 49, all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid and rose up. And they were scared to death. Scared to death. Over in Luke 21, our Lord said this. Let me quote it. I've quoted it to you many times. He said, when you see all these things happening, and I was talking to somebody about, I know what it was. One of the sisters was driving home and saw a church, one of his church, these signs on a church. These blasphemous signs, you know, that talk about our Lord in such a flippant and blasphemous and careless way. You know, you've read them all, and they're sickening, don't you? They make you sick. How was it at... you read them, and they don't... But you've got to see how blasphemous this world really is, though they appear to be good people. I went to Exchange Mealing, okay, and it's run by German Baptist in it. On a wall is a picture of a pink, little pink pig, and it says, this little piggy loves Jesus. Now, the world thinks that's cute. I'm telling you, God is angry with the wicked. Christ came down here to suffer, in the next message, to suffer and die for worthless, filthy creatures. And because he did that, God gave him a name above every name. Lord Jesus Christ. And every knee is going to bow. And the fear of the Lord. Nobody fears Jesus. Nobody. Everybody loves Jesus. It's the fear of the Lord is the beginning with. I'm telling you, from God's word, this story is what this is about. Solomon saw through this man who looked like he was a good man, moral and all that, to everybody else. Solomon said, he wants my throne. And he killed him. And that's what our Lord Jesus Christ is coming the next time to do. But he's going to take his people, true worshipers, those that truly fear him and worship him, home to glory. Well, here's what he said. Here's what our Lord said. Well, you're going to see this. When you see this, when you see all that, men's hearts failing them for fear, looking after those things that are coming. powers of heaven shall be shaken. They're going to see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, you look up. You lift up your head. Your redemption draweth nigh. So all, here's the moral of this story. Now, he that exalteth himself shall be abased. And everyone that exalts man, and his will and his works and all that, rather than the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be brought down. The pride of man, especially religion, shall be brought down. But all those who worship the Son shall live forever with the Son and reign with Him. Okay.